How did you know? How did you know that Muhammad, peace be upon him, is sent by Allah? The different miraculous evidences indicate one meaning. For instance, Aristotle is a philosopher by all his works, not for a sentence he uttered or a philosophical analysis. Hippocrates is a doctor by all his medical projects, not for a single surgery. As well, the different miraculous evidences transferred to us indicate that the Prophet, peace be upon him, is sent by Allah. One night, the Prophet, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, informed that a strong wind would blow and forbade people from going away. A man rose up and the wind carried him and threw him away from his place. The Prophet, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, informed about the death of Negus on the day he died, and offered the funeral prayer for him. Narrated Anas ibn Malik, may Allah be pleased with him. The Prophet, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, once climbed the mountain of Uhud with Abu Bakr, Umar and Uthman. The mountain shook with them. The Prophet, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said, to the mountain, be firm, O Uhud. For on you there are no more than a prophet, a Siddiq and two martyrs. After the passage of years those people were martyred. There are 150 situations, in which the Prophet, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, called upon his Lord, and was responded to immediately, while people were present. The frequentness of telling the truth, the multitude and the diversity of evidences. Informing about the matters of the unseen as well as calling for the same doctrine of the prophets along with rectifying the distortions of the previous religions, all of this indicate the soundness of the message. If you looked at his biography, you will found that he is honest and was known for honesty by the recognition of his severe enemies. No one accused him of telling lies or being immoral. Moreover, he challenged all the people of the world with his book, yet they found nothing but the sword to confront him, then he must be a prophet. His physical and moral miracles, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, are more than 1,000. Those who narrated them are the most truthful people. These narrators who transferred the news to us do not allow telling lies even in the trivial matters, then it is for a greater reason that they will not tell lies about him, because they know that the one who deliberately lied about him will take his seat in the hellfire, as he warned, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. Some of his miracles, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, were witnessed by thousands of his companions and some narrated by dozens of them. Therefore, it is impossible for them to agree on telling lies. For example, Jabir, may Allah be pleased with him, said, there was a trunk of a date palm tree upon which the Prophet, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, used to recline while delivering the khutbah, sermon. When a pulpit was placed in the mosque, we heard the trunk crying out like a pregnant she-camel. The Prophet, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, came down from the pulpit and put his hand on the trunk and it became quiet. Another narration is, the Prophet, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, used to stand by a tree or a date palm on Friday, to give the khutbah. Then an Ansari woman or man said, O Messenger of Allah! Shall we make a pulpit for you? He replied, if you wish. So they made a pulpit for him, and when it was Friday, the Prophet, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, sat on the pulpit, to deliver the khutbah, sermon, and the trunk of the date palm on which he used to recline cried out as if it would split asunder. This hadith was narrated by the companions, Anas ibn Malik, Jabir ibn Abdullah, Abdullah ibn Abbas, Abdullah ibn Umar, Abay ibn Kab, Abu Sa'id, Sal ibn Sa'd, Aisha bin Abi Bakr and Salama, may Allah be pleased with all of them. Is it possible that such a number of the companions agree on telling a lie? What is the concrete evidence of the validity of his message, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him? The Messenger of Allah, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said, there is no year with less rain than any other year. That is, the rate of rain is fixed every year. This scientific fact surprised the scientists, as if there is a divine decree to maintain a fixed proportion of the rain annually. It is amazing to us, Muslims, that the Prophet, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, informed about this fact 1,400 years ago. In the other hadith, narrated Muhammad ibn Jubair ibn Mutim, may Allah be pleased with them, from his father who said, the moon was split during the time of the Messenger of Allah, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. Until it became as two sections, one above this mountain and one above that mountain. So they said, Muhammad has cast a spell upon us. Some of them said, if he could cast a spell upon us, he cannot cast a spell upon all of the people. The Prophet, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, used to recite Surah Al-Qamar in the great gatherings, such as Friday sermons and the festivals, so that people could hear of his miracles. This is an evidence to support the validity of his prophethood. Al-Hafiz ibn Kathir, may Allah have mercy on him, said, the Muslims unanimously agreed that this happened in his time, peace and blessings be upon him, and the frequent hadiths came from many chains of narrators. Surprisingly, this fact was spotted in India at the time of the miracle and recorded by the Indians in their books just as it was mentioned. In the manuscript, the people of India spotted the split of the moon, including the King Shikharwadi Farmas. Later, this miracle was the reason for the people of Malabar to embrace Islam when passed by the Muslim travelers and told them the event. See, he, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, informed that Adam is the last creature of the living beings. This scientific fact is echoed by the scientific community and now it is one of its famous introductions. This is the truth from Islam. Allah created Adam in the last hours of creation. Ibn Jarir at-Tabari said about the verse, interpretation of the meaning. Has there, not, come upon man a period of time when he was not a thing, even, mentioned? Quran, 76:1. It was narrated from Mamre that Qatada said, Adam was the last created being among the creation. This is what the science teaches today, that Adam appeared only in the last phase of creation. Is not this a direct evidence that the creator of man is the one who revealed Islam to the Prophet Muhammad, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him? The Prophet, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said about the creation of the fetus, it is to be created from both the sperm of man and from the sperm of woman. Please consider the verse, interpretation of the meaning. Indeed, we created man from a sperm drop mixture that we may try him, and we made him hearing and seeing, Quran, 76:2. According to the consensus of the commentators, this mixture is composed of man's sperm and woman's sperm. At a time when the medical masters of the Aristotelian inheritance and the references of the famous Dr. Galen confirmed that the sperm of the man enters the womb of the woman and then the fetus grows and feeds on the menstrual blood trapped in her womb. They thought that menses stop once the woman got pregnant so that the fetus feeds on the menstrual blood. They did not imagine that the woman has a sperm like that of the man, and that it is involved in the process of fertilization and reproduction. The role of the sperm was not known until 1775 by Spallanzani and Wolff. These facts confirm that it is a revelation. The Prophet, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said, from all the sperm the fetus is created. The fetus is not created from all the sperm of the man, but only with one sperm. Islam forbids superstition, witchcraft, and attachment to stars and lines drawn on the earth as a sort of pessimism. The Messenger of Allah, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said, Rukya, i.e., which consist of the names of idols and devils etc., amulets and tiwala, charms, are polytheism. They are all frivolous and useless. This is the extreme limit of the modern science. Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, reported Allah's Messenger, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, as saying, the earth would consume all of the son of Adam except his tailbone. From it he was created, and from it he will be recreated, on the day of resurrection. The primitive streak forms the embryo and then slows down until it settles in the coccyx spot. In the first weeks of pregnancy, the primitive streak of the fetus becomes highly active to form the embryo, and the specialized cells. It is called the primary strip and is also called the primary organizer, where it forms the fetal organs and limbs. Eventually it slows down until it settles down in the thorny area. The primitive streak of some organisms, amphibians, has been removed and placed in another embryo and found to form a secondary embryo. He, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said, if you live long enough, Muad, you will soon see this place filled with gardens. It was the area of Tabuk, and today this very area is full of all the fruits. Allah the Almighty said, interpretation of the meaning. And we have made the night and day two signs, and we erased the sign of the night and made the sign of the day visible that you may seek bounty from your Lord and may know the number of years and the account of time. And everything we have set out in detail, Quran, 17:12. That is, the moon was bright and then its light was erased. This is how the companions interpreted this verse. Imam Ibn Kathir in his Tafsir mentioned that Abdullah ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with them, said in his interpretation of the verse, the moon used to be illuminating as the sun does, it was the sign of the night, then this sign was erased. This is what the science has discovered. NASA has posted on its official channel in YouTube the first period of the moon's age when it was glowing brightly. Allah the Almighty that He created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and He created the earth in 2 days. He said, interpretation of the meaning. And He completed them as 7 heavens within 2 days and inspired in each heaven its command. And we adorned the nearest heaven with lamps and as protection. That is the determination of the Exalted in Might, the Knowing, Quran, 41-9. According to the Quran, the age of the earth 2/6 of the age of the universe. It is 1/3 of the age of the universe. Let us now look at what the science says. The age of the universe 13.8 billion years. It is 1/3 of the age of the universe. This is a direct and easy evidence that the one who revealed the Quran is the creator of the heavens and the earth. It has been proven repeatedly through the occurrence of countless miracles, informing of the hidden and precise matters, as well as calling for the same doctrine of the prophets before him that this man is sent by Allah. What makes sense is to confirm that he is the messenger of Allah. What is wrong with believing in the lordship of Allah along with disbelief in the prophets? There is no greater sin than rejecting the revelation of Allah. Allah the Almighty said, interpretation of the meaning. Indeed, those who disbelieve in Allah and His messengers and wish to discriminate between Allah and His messengers and say, we believe in some and disbelieve in others, and wish to adopt a way in between, those are the disbelievers, truly. And we have prepared for the disbelievers a humiliating punishment. Quran, 4:150-151. As long as His miracles, peace be upon Him, are great, why the idolaters opposed Him stubbornly? The heads of the infidels were aware of the truth of His message. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon Him, because it is the message of the oneness that meets the sound natural inclination. Are they not those who have said on the first day of His mission, we have never accused you of telling lies. You have always been honest. Did not Hercules say in his long conversation with Abu Sufyan? I further asked whether he was ever accused of telling lies before he said what he said, and your reply was in the negative. So I wondered how a person who does not tell a lie about others could ever tell a lie about Allah. Sahih al-Bukhari. Then Heraclius said his famous saying, if I could reach him definitely, I would go immediately to meet him, and if I were with him, I would certainly wash his feet. Abu Sufyan had been an infidel. While Sid was going around the Kaaba, Abu Jahl came and asked, who is that one who perfers tawaf, circumambulating the Kaaba? Sid replied, I am Sid. Abu Jahl said, are you circumambulating the Kaaba safely although you have given refuge to Muhammad and his companions? Sid said, yes, and they started quarreling. Umayyah said to Sid, don't shout at Abu al-Hakam, i.e. Abu Jahl, for he is chief of the valley, of Mecca. Sid then said, to Abu Jahl, by Allah, if you prevent me from performing the tawaf of the Kaaba, I will spoil your trade with Sham. Umayyah kept on saying to Sid, don't raise your voice. And kept on taking hold of him. Sid became furious and said, to Umayyah, be away from me, for I have heard Muhammad saying that he will kill you. Umayyah said, will he kill me? Sid said, yes. Umayyah said, by Allah. When Muhammad says a thing, he never tells a lie. Umayyah went to his wife and said to her, do you know what my brother from Yathrib, i.e. Medina, has said to me? She said, what has he said? He said, he claims that he has heard Muhammad claiming that he will kill me. She said, by Allah. Muhammad never tells a lie. So when the infidels started to proceed for battle, and declared war, against the Muslims, his wife said to him, don't you remember what your brother from Yathrib told you? Umayyah decided not to go, but Abu Jahl said to him, you are from the nobles of the valley, of Mecca, so you should accompany us for a day or two. He went with them and thus Allah got him killed. Sahih al-Bukhari. People would confirm his truth and his prophecy, but the attachment to this world and envy prevented them from following him. The miracles of the Prophet, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, are more than 1,000. His miracles fill encyclopedias. His miracles are still being monitored. Some of his miracles are transferred by his companions, the most sincere people after him. Some of his miracles were witnessed by thousands of companions, such as the springing of water from between his noble fingers, to the extent that 1,500 people performed ablution and drank from it. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. The increase of little amount of food to feed the great army is one of his miracles that is transferred by the frequent news about the companions and those after them. Al-Bukhari alone mentioned the miracle of increasing the food in 5 positions of his Sahih book. The reasons for honesty support his prophecy, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, so how could a sane man belie all this?